We do not have the right thoughts that we are to have of God, how high He is, how glorious He is. To countless thousands, even among those professing to be Christians, the God of Scripture is quite unknown. And I could ask you a question that I wish you would think on when this sermon is over and you're home. What do you think about God? One day you'll stand before Him and He'll reveal to you your whole life. Even we that are saved, we will see opportunities that we had to talk to Him about some lost person. But we didn't. Because I don't want to take a chance on losing a friend. I'd rather for a person to receive Christ and disown me than I would not receive Christ. Of old, God complained to the apostate Israel in Psalms 50 and verse 21. These things, get in the right book here, in Psalms 50 and verse 21. These things hast thou done, and I kept silent. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such and one as thyself. But I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you into pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offer praise, glorify me, and to him that order his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Said it makes no difference how I speak, what language I use, or what I do. I'm lost. Go to the burn center of Kentucky and ask them, is there any difference between a first degree burn and a third degree burn? There's degrees in hell. And even the best part of hell, you want no part of. But to not to acknowledge God and what the psalmist was saying here, that thou thoughtest that I was altogether as thyself. In other words, most of us think too little of God. We are healthy, or we have taken care of ourselves, we're able to work, we don't ask for no help from nobody. But as the song writer said, you can't even walk without Him holding your hand. You woke up this morning, not because you're healthy, but because God woke you up. We sometimes look at God as a man upstairs. One of us. But He's not. We need to get a close look at the supremacy of the Almighty God. Such must now be in His indictment against the apostate Christian. Most of Christianity is then apostate. They only teach part of a truth. And if you only believe part of a truth, it's not the truth. Men imagine that the Most High is moved by their sentiment rather than actuated by principle. They suppose that His omnipotence and omnipotence and, you know, just everything about God, that He'll change as the country changes. That's what the leaders of this country think. They profess to be saved. A lot of them get right on television, on Facebook, and the writings. I'd go to church every Sunday. But yet they bring forth bills that they think this country should approve. God made man, and God made woman from man. And you divert from that, you're thinking God is just like you. They suppose, they think, that if He had formed any plan or purpose at all, then it must be like theirs, constantly subject to change. Because when you talk to professing Christians about doctrine, they'll say, I used to believe that. I remember my mom and dad talking about these terms, you know, glorification, justification, eternal security, so forth and so on. But we're not taught this because we're living in a different age. God changes not. You may change, I may change, but God changes not. They openly declare that whatever power He possesses must be restricted, lest He invade the man's free will. You know the only free will you got, you're free to sin. You're born a sinner. You came from your mother's womb speaking lies. Nobody taught you to lie. Nobody taught you to steal. Nobody taught you to think that God was just like man. Nobody ever taught you the supremacy of God. That God, Jehovah God, is over all, in all, and whatever you have is because of Him. He invaded the man's free will, and they reduce him to a machine. They lowered all the effectiveness atonement which has already redeemed everyone for whom He was made to be the remedy. They don't want to hear anything in the Old Testament. But they are so unlearned, they don't realize that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John contains so much of the Old Testament. It was in the Old Testament that David sinned and he lost his baby. But this world thinks more of sin than they do their family. that child that you have raised is not yours. It will never be yours. It belongs to God. God just gave us the privilege and responsibility to raise that child in this world. Atonement, which has actually redeemed everyone for whom it was made, to mere remedy, which sin-sick souls may use if they feel disposed to, and then, I don't believe it. But as we get into the lesson, the supremacy of the true and living God might well be argued from the infinite distance which separates the mightiest creatures from the Almighty Creator. He is the potter. They are but the clay in His hands. You can't do nothing unless God okays it. Nothing. You have no ability to get out of bed unless God permits it. God is not like you and I. The supremacy of the true and living God. We need Him. He does not need us. I add nothing to the Lord. Not one iota do I make God any greater than He is. In Psalms, the second chapter, and the ninth verse, the psalmist said, "Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel." You're not here today because of what you've done. You're not here today because you chose not to do this or not to do that. You're here today because God sustains life, and your life belongs to Him, and He can recall it anytime He wants to. How do we know that? Healthy people die. Healthy people die young. It is God that gives life. It is God who takes life. We're all the powers of heaven and all the inhabitants of the earth to combine to open revolt against Him, they would lose. The supremacy of God is that He is over all, He is in all, and He controls all. And He chose me. And I failed Him miserably. But He forgives me. Gave me another chance today to live better than I did yesterday. And I pray He'll give me another day tomorrow. When the Gentiles' heads unite with apostate Israel to defy Jehovah and His Christ, you know what Psalms 2:4 said? He that sitteth in the heavens shall life. The Lord shall have them in derision. I mean, if you never thought, or you may not think, but I believe that this gentleman in Washington who is the presidency of the United States, that God allowed that to deal with America. I mean, we know, if you follow politics at all, nobody would choose him. Nobody. Not because he's a Democrat, but because he's not qualified. But yet we have governors, senators, congressmen, pastors, pretending to be called. They forgot the supremacy of God. God is in control. The absolute and universal supremacy of God is plainly and positively affirmed by many scriptures. 1 Chronicles 29. Let's look at that. When we look at 1 Chronicles, verses 11 and 12. Thine, O Lord, is the greatest, and the power of the glory, and the victory in the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Now, if that doesn't teach that God is in control of Washington, D.C., as he is China and Japan and all the others. And if you want to break it down to human, they're nothing but palms in the hand of the Almighty God. If you think he's not going to deal with America, when you take God out of the school, you take prayer out of the school, you take the flag down, you don't honor the men, I'm telling you, God is dealing with America. You better sit back and get ready because nobody's going to stop it. God said in verse 12, both riches and honor came of thee. And thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Pretty strong this morning? You feel good? Well, because you exercised right and ate right and did all the things right. Should you do those things? Absolutely. But it's because God has blessed you. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, notice what God said. Verse 6, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in the heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might? so that none is able to withstand thee? Is this your God? It's my God. You take all the strong nations in this world, they can't stop God from doing what He said He would do. Before Him, presidents and popes and kings and emperors are less than grasshoppers. That's what God's Word says. President Biden means nothing to Him as far as controlling this earth. Putin or any of the leaders. Now, they don't agree with that because they don't agree with the Bible. A lot of so-called Christians don't believe that. But let me tell you, when you make decisions contrary to the Word of God, you're under His wrath even while you're here. The book of Job, verse 23. When we look at what Job says in the 23rd chapter, and verse 13. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desires, even that he doth. For he performeth a thing, but is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore, am I troubled at His presence when I consider I am afraid of Him? For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubled me, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither have He covered the darkness from my face. While we're in Job, let's turn to Job 42. Job 42 and verse 2. I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. You know what that means? God knows what you and I are thinking before we think it. He knows what you're thinking. But our God is in the heaven. So David said in Psalms 115 and verse 3, but our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased. You know, God is in control. And we sometimes think that when things go wrong, it's because of politics, and it is. I mentioned it, I think, this morning. You got children in school. You better check this bill out that they're trying to get passed where they can teach your kids that they really don't know to a certain age whether they're gay or not. And they can do that without you known about it. But God said in Proverbs 21:30, there is no wisdom nor understanding nor counsel against the Lord. all the top leaders of this world can get together and try to undo the job of the mom and the dad and the local church. But God's got to okay it. That's what that verse is talking about. There is no wisdom, no understanding, nor counsel against God. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Some people believe that just a few weeks ago when Israel was battling with their neighbor, that God redirected those bombs. So I don't believe that. I do. Call me what you want to, but when God comes, call me gone. I'm telling you, you don't mess with Israel. So I don't agree with that. I respect your right to be wrong. But the Word of God bears me out. God's supremacy over the works of His hands vividly depicts in Scripture at His pleasure the Red Sea divided and His waters stood as walls. Remember that in Exodus 14? They didn't go through the Red Sea knee-high water or inch water. The waters had built a wall, and God's people walked through. The earth opened her mouth. Gullible rebels went down alive in the pit in Numbers 14. Who would you want on your side if you're fighting about? Somebody said, do you realize, Pastor, how many Chinese there are? Yeah, that just means that God would open up more. That's what He did. He opened up the earth and all of them went down. God causes iron to swim to the top of the river, top of the waters in 2 Kings 6:5. Lions to be tamed when Daniel was cast into their den. Fire to burn not when the three Hebrew children were flung into the flames. How come the lion? How come they didn't burn? Well, when they looked down and said, isn't there three? Didn't we cast three in there? But wait a minute, there's four. A lot of times, He's with me and you can't see Him. Protecting me. Greatest bodyguard you'll ever have. Psalms 135, verse 6. Psalms 135 and verse 6. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did He in heaven and in earth, in the seas, in all deep places. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightning for the rain and bringeth the wind out of His treasures. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and bear? Who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants? who smote great nations and slew mighty kings. I know how dangerous the Chinese are. I know how dangerous Russia is. I know how dangerous some of those in Washington are. But I know God. I know God. The absolute and universal supremacy of God is affirmed with equal plainness and positiveness in the New Testament. There we are told that God, in Ephesians 1:11, worketh of all things after the counsel of His own will. What keeps you from getting discouraged the way things are? It's God's will. I mean, Ephesians 1:11, you ought to read that quite often. We're told that God worked up all things after the chance of His own will. And the Greek word for work of means to work effectually. He doesn't subscribe to protect His children. He does it effectively. You know, in Romans chapter 11, Romans chapter 11. Romans 11, verse 36. For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Isn't that wonderful? Men may as they please, but Scripture says to those who boast, we will go into such a city and continue 3 years and buy and sell. He ought to say, if the Lord will. I mean, if you read James chapter 4, verse 13 and verse 15, you'll see that they're bragging, I will go here and I will do this and I will plan this and I will plan that. I'll be prosperous. But we forget, if God permits. Now here then is a sure resting place for the hearts. Our lives are neither the product of blind faith nor the results of chance. But every detail, I mean, when we think about that, but every detail of them was ordained from all eternity and is now ordered by the living, reigning God. That's too good for you not to see in the Word. Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs 16, verse 9. A man deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. You know, when you look at Proverbs 16:9, and you see that a man's heart devises his way. I feel in my heart this is what I ought to do. Where's God? It makes really no difference what you do. if God is not in it? Because God said a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. So that's why that when we pray, Lord, I'm going to do this if it be thy will. Lord, if it's your will for me to do this, you open up the door. If it's not, Lord, you shut it. And don't act like God didn't hear you. What assurance, what strength, what comfort this should give the real Christian. You know, a couple more verses in the book of Psalms and then we'll let you go. Psalms 31. Psalms 31, verse 15. The psalmist said, my times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me. I'm not going to tell you that if you make a stand for God's word, got a letter from a Baptist church that they're going to have a program to indoctrinate the church on why we are to accept sin into our body. Yeah. They didn't call it sin. They called it the LGBT. Because they're coming to your church. We need to learn how to deal with them. Then our last scripture is found in Psalms 37. And verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Threat not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. Because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For the evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. I serve a God that is in full control, 100%. This country is the mess it's in. I personally believe this. You don't have to agree with me. I believe the wrath of God is upon America. Better sit back and ride the ride because he will be victorious. Song leader and pianist come. Thank you.